of SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. There are questions about safety in the city of New Orleans after the deadly truck attack that killed 14 on New Year's Day.
The mayor of New Orleans says her city is ready to host big events like the Super Bowl next month, even after the truck attack on New Year's Day. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
I want to reassure the public that the city of New Orleans is not only ready for game day today, but we're ready to continue to host large-scale events in our city because we are built to host at every single turn.
The first big test will be the start of the carnival season on Monday, which is a months-long period leading up to Mardi Gras. The Super Bowl is scheduled for February 9th. I'm Shelley Adler.
Elon Musk is speaking out following a Cybertruck explosion.
The explosion and fire inside a Tesla Cybertruck at the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas is being investigated as a terror attack. On X, Musk wrote, "The evil knuckleheads picked the wrong vehicle for a terrorist attack. Cybertruck actually contained the explosion and directed the blast upwards. Not even the glass doors of the lobby were broken." According to news outlet KOAA, the person behind the Cybertruck bombing has been identified as 37-year-old Matthew Leibelsberger of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Mike Johnson's hold on the House Speaker's gavel and his position as second in line to the presidency will be tested Friday when a new Congress convenes and House Republicans weigh whether to reelect him to the post. The challenge, as always, is that Johnson will need almost every Republican vote to win. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 151 points. This is SRN News. A call for Christians to be supported in Syria.
The unexpected ouster of strongman Bashar Assad in December has been welcomed by the country's tiny Christian community, but the future under the rule of Islamic militias seems murky. Regina Lynch, executive president of Aid to the Church in Need, says, quote, "We call on both the international community and the new authorities in Syria to ensure the protection of the fundamental rights of all religious communities, guaranteeing their freedom of worship, education, and right to live in peace." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates are expressing outrage over the conviction of a Catholic priest in Belarus. He was accused of high treason for criticizing the government and handed an 11-year sentence. This is the first case of politically driven charges against a clergyman since Belarus became independent in the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. The conviction comes as government authorities crack down on dissent. This is SRN News. After starting out strong in the morning, stocks turned downward in the afternoon, continuing the slump evidenced in the final days of 2024. More on this story from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks opened the new year with some modest losses on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% Thursday, extending its losing streak to a fifth day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave up an early gain and closed 151 points lower. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.2%. Tesla slumped 6.1%. The electric vehicle maker reported fewer than expected deliveries for the end of last year. Energy companies rose along with prices for crude oil and natural gas. Halliburton added 2%. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was little changed at 4.56%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.